Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So Washington added a bunch of defensive players in the offseason. We're not sure how they'll work out, and no matter what anybody says or whatever you read, we won't know really until the games begin if Javon Kinlaw is going to be a major impact player. Dietrich Wise, Eddie Goldman, we know they got bigger up front. What does Jonathan Jones and Will Harris look like as new players? What do rookies Trey Amos and the kid from UCLA, Kane Medrano, look like? What does Daron Payne look like in what, for all intents and purposes, while it isn't technically, but witnessing what happened to Jonathan Allen, this is kind of a contract year. This is kind of a prove-it year for Daron Payne. They got to get better defensively. We all know that. Dietrich Wise comes to Washington with, you know, a background that includes having played for the New England Patriots for some 8 seasons, from 2017 through 2024, being a big part of Bill Belichick's New England Patriots. You know, his best season ever was 7.5 sacks in 2022. Had 5 last year for the Patriots in the one season under head coach Gerard Mayo. They're obviously going with a new coach after one season. The Patriots will be this year. I'm going to a familiar face. But Dietrich Wise comes in here as a veteran player, a 6'5", 285-pound defensive end that can do a little bit of everything. He was interviewed over the weekend by ClutchPoints.com, and he had an interesting couple of quotes. He said that this was on Clutch Points. Now I'm looking. Was he on with John Keim? Maybe it was from Keim. John, if it was with you, I apologize. It looked like, based on the headline, it came from Clutch Points. Yeah, this was from John Keim's podcast. Even better. Okay, so I'm glad I figured that out. From John Keim's podcast, Dietrich Wise was asked by John what he learned playing under Belichick for all of those years. And he explained, you know, about wisdom that he received. And he said, quote, "So the wisdom that I have accumulated over those years, it has been those things that I keep saying. But also one of the things Bill always said was practice execution becomes game reality. That's the one thing I've always taken to heart. Practice as hard as I can and exactly how I want the game to be. That's what makes great teams great. And I feel like that's the first two things I heard being talked about when I got to the Commanders. Coach Witt, defensive coordinator, and also Coach DQ, Dan Quinn, they both said, quote, we have to be able to practice the same way we want to have happen in the game. So I was saying the same thing. So they're echoing success every single day that we're in the building, closed quote. So he likes the culture. He likes what is being discussed about how they're going to practice. maybe he ends up being a real surprise contributor. I don't think it would be a surprise at this point at 30 years old. We know what we're getting. But, you know, him on one side, Armstrong on the other, Kinlaw moving around, Payne, you know, with Johnny Newton involved, Eddie Goldman involved in, you know, in the rotation. Maybe you end up having, you know, somebody like a John Baptiste or Cleland Farrell be a part of the pass rushing. But obviously Frankie Louvu will be featured. God, they need to be better up front. They need to be better defensively, and Dietrich Wise might be part of that. So there was something else that I wanted to bring up. David Hellman, Fox Sports NFL reporter, did, you know, one of those mid to late June columns about, hey, man, there's still some trades. There's still some unhappy veterans out there that could get moved. You know, Jalen Ramsey, Trey Hendrickson, you know, Terry McLaurin, TJ Watt, and he came up with various trades. Now, if you've been reading about Terry now, somebody has suggested Terry get traded to the Patriots, the Jets, the Steelers, the Raiders, and the Chargers. I've seen at least five, you know, again, hey, what do you think about this possible trade? Not reporting, just this time of year. Lots of different landing spots for Terry. I think Terry's landing spot will be where he played last year and the year before that and the year before that. Here, under a new contract by the time we get to training camp. There was also some report from somebody I'm unfamiliar with, Lake Lewis, who, you know, has a podcast talking about the team. He reported that Terry's looking for between $36 and $37 million a year. I think, Max, that was it, right?
That was the number. Now, the veracity of the report is unconfirmed.
I'm unfamiliar, but hey, you know, if there's no doubt that the logical answer as to why there is, you know, not a deal yet, is he's asking for too much and they don't think he's worth that. I think they'll figure it out. I do. But this David Hellman from Fox had a trade of Terry out of Washington and a trade of another player into Washington. I'll mention where he's got Terry going. So he's got Terry going to the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, let me just, you know, read what he writes. To be clear, he writes, I'm incredibly confident Terry McLaurin will remain a Washington Commander. He's been loyal to that franchise even when times weren't so good. He's done nothing but produce even when he didn't have a star quarterback. He's even held out before as he used this strategy to secure his current contract extension back in 2022. I really don't think Washington will let him walk when it finally has a chance to contend. Yeah, again, Washington's not going to let him walk. He's under contract for 2025. If he ended up playing for somebody else, it would be because they traded him. They're not going to let him walk and become a free agent with 1 year left on his deal.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. all on the app. Download today.
Again, to me, best case is they work out a deal. It's also the most likely case in time for him to participate in training camp and be ready for the regular season. Worst case, I think, is that Terry plays 2025 under his existing contract that has 1 year left on it. And at the end of 2025, they figure something out, either franchise tagging him or perhaps letting him go to free agency. I don't think that'll happen. I think they will get him signed to a long-term deal. But Washington trades Terry McLaurin to the Las Vegas Raiders in this, you know, hypothetical column written by David Hellman at Fox Sports. He also says, if I'm dreaming up the perfect landing spot for McLaurin, Vegas sounds fun. Talk about a big swing for a team that hasn't had a lot to get excited about. The Raiders already are in decent shape for Geno Smith's first season, with Brock Bowers potentially becoming a star, and Ashton Jeanty could be one soon. Jacoby Myers is a solid receiver, but Vegas still needs to upgrade its receiver room. Rather than take your chances in the draft, why not ship a pick or two to Washington and lock in McLaurin for the rest of his prime? Make fun of me if you want, but a Raiders skill group of McLaurin, Bowers, Jeanty, and Myers might be the best in the AFC West. Yeah, when you think about the AFC West, skill position, you know, players. I mean, Kansas City's got to be healthy. But anyway, so that's one part of this column. The other is this. Pittsburgh Steelers edge TJ Watt to Washington. And he writes, again, I'm not buying that the Steelers would do this. Watt is an iconic piece of that franchise, and that word carries weight in Pittsburgh. Furthermore, even with Aaron Rodgers a quarterback, the Steelers' hopes of accomplishing anything this season will still rest on their defense. But why not indulge one delusional fantasy with another? If Washington were to trade Terry McLaurin, they'd be opening some financial wiggle room to add another lucrative player. They could get at least 2, if not 3 years of play out of Watt before they have to worry about extending Jaden Daniels. They definitely need the pass rush help. Watt would give Dan Quinn a blue chip player, which he doesn't really have right now on his Commanders defense. Adding him to a pass rush that currently includes Frankie Louvu, Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise, and Cleland Farrell would upgrade the Washington pass rush from so-so to outright dangerous. Sure, maybe it's a mixed message to hinder the offense by trading McLaurin only to add TJ Watt, but with all due respect to Scary Terry, I think it's a bit harder to find a defensive player of the year level edge rusher than an all-pro caliber receiver in today's NFL. David Hellman, this is what he writes on Fox Sports. So, I was thinking about this. Neither one of these two things will happen. But would you swap Terry McLaurin for TJ Watt? First of all, that's not exactly how it would work. You know, Washington would get less back from the Raiders for trading Terry McLaurin than they'd have to give up for TJ Watt. TJ Watt would cost more. You know, both are looking to get paid. TJ Watt would cost more in compensation, player compensation, draft compensation, etc. You know, a lot more, actually, than Terry McLaurin. But I'm just curious, because I have a feeling some of you are going to be like, no, what do you have at receiver if you don't have Terry? It'd be devastating to Jaden's second year. No, I would not want Washington to trade for J.J. Watt after dealing Terry McLaurin to another team. I'll give you my answer as to what I would want. And I want yours at 301-230-0980. Even though it wouldn't be a straight swap, T.J. Watt for Terry McLaurin. And that's not the way to view it, because that's unrealistic. You really have to think about, you know, Terry McLaurin and, like, you're giving up probably the net of a second round pick minimum, and you get TJ Watt back, something like that. All right. You know, even if they were going to different teams, you know, Terry going to not Pittsburgh, would you do it? Would you want TJ Watt on this team if it meant not having Terry McLaurin on this team? 301-230-0980. I'll give you my answer. Max will give you his, and I want yours. Phone lines are open.
All right, well, now that we're through the NBA Finals, some trade news is hot off the presses. This Boston Celtics are sending Jrue Holiday back to the Portland Trailblazers in exchange for Anthony Simons and 2 second-round picks. MRIs confirmed yesterday on Tyrese Halliburton that the Pacers guard has torn his right Achilles and will likely miss the majority of the 2026 season. In a statement he released to social media last night, he said, quote, "I'd do it again," end quote. Cal Raleigh continues to extend his lead in the AL home run race after he launched his 32nd dinger of the season, his 6th home run in the last 6 games. Aaron Judge trails with 28. Excited to see them in the home run derby coming up in a few weeks. The Nats, they get their bats active last night to hoist themselves over the Padres. Mitchell Parker gets the win, and James Wood hits a 3-run bomb. The Nats win 10-6. They continue their series against the Padres tonight. First pitch is at 9:40. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 9:10. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.